Sharing the secrets of anti-aging, disease prevention, and holistic well-being, this is Green Medicine. Here's your host of Green Medicine, Dr. Jonathan Wright.
Yep, I guess that's who it is, all right. So I'll skip that part and move along. Welcome back to AM 770 KTTH. This is Green Medicine, and this is, well, I guess we know already, me from the Toma Clinic in Tukwila. For most of the next 2 hours, we'll take your phone calls. Now, Toma Clinic is well known for having originated comprehensive bioidentical hormone replacement therapy in the early 1980s. Yeah, I know, we'll get to your phone calls probably shortly after the very first break, but got to do these introductories here. Now, also known as BHRT for bioidentical hormone replacement, this safe, if properly monitored, and very effective all-natural therapy has helped literally millions of postmenopausal women, as well as men with low testosterone, significantly reduce their risk of cognitive decline, which is, of course, always the very first reason for bioidentical hormone replacement. Significantly reducing the risk of cognitive decline. It better controls weight, slows the process of aging throughout these United States. By now, it's literally spread worldwide, and there's no patent on it, so it can't cost jillions of dollars. It works so well with minimal, if any, adverse effects that FDA is trying to shut it down. Oh, even though there must be something to it when they do that. Toma Clinic is one of the very few clinics in these United States who works with cellular rejuvenation therapy, too, which can safely reverse decline and function of organs and tissues throughout our bodies. In fact, it can help to reverse cognitive decline. Yes, it can. And that's not just me talking. I have a letter from a doc back on the East Coast who helped pull somebody out of cognitive decline with cellular rejuvenation therapy as the focus, and yes, other things too, no question. Cellular rejuvenation therapy was pioneered by Dr. Paul Niehaus of Switzerland in the 1920s. Toma Clinic physicians have observed significantly improved organ and tissue health in the large majority of individuals treated with cellular rejuvenation therapy. Also, since the 1980s, we've helped 70% or more of those diagnosed with so-called dry macular degeneration to stop the deterioration of their vision, and in most of those folks, significantly improve their vision. There's much more that Toma Clinic physicians do. Do you have age-related hearing loss? Have any of the physicians or audiologists you've consulted recommended checking your level of aldosterone? I guess they don't need medical research, because following the pioneering work of Dennis Troon, Ph.D. of Oregon Health Sciences University, Toma Clinic physicians have found that approximately 50% of those with age-related hearing loss who also have low levels of this adrenal hormone can significantly improve their hearing with bioidentical aldosterone, prescribed by Toma physicians and available through a few compounding pharmacies. We work to help you improve and eliminate nearly any health problem and to promote a significantly longer life in good health. How about cutting your newborn child's risk of ever getting type 1 diabetes by 80%? Yep, learned that from a Lancet publication in 2001, and yes, it does work. 80% risk reduction. Yep, want to eliminate your child's asthmatic wheezing and not just control it with inhalers and other patent medications? That can be done in well over 50% of the kids who have asthma within 30 to 60 days. Not kidding. How about never ever having your children get strep throat again? That one is super simple. Or maybe eliminating childhood eczema in the large majority. We can also help you prevent kids' ear infections, cut risk of colds and flu dramatically with diet changes, and 2 or 3 vitamins. Toma physicians work with all these aspects of childhood health and more. And let's not forget teenage acne. It's quite possible to get it under much better control, and if the teenager can be persuaded to make diet changes, eliminate it. Okay, that's what we can do for you at Toma Clinic is a minimum. There's many, many other things we can do. But let's move on to another topic, your medical privacy at Toma Clinic. That's part one. And no, I am not kidding you. You've probably heard about this already, but just in case you hadn't, Obamacare in your bedroom. With the present results of the recent election, it's very likely that Obamacare will remain with us for who knows how much longer. How do you want Obamacare in your bedroom, huh? Do you? Did you know that your right to privacy in your medical records doesn't exist if the healthcare organization with which you deal accepts insurance payment directly or maintains electronic medical records? No, I am not kidding. If any details of your health or health care are of special concern to you, you best be careful about what you say and where. How do I know? I'm looking at a letter which was mistakenly faxed to Tahoma Clinic a couple of years ago. Sure did keep a copy, though. It states, Regents Blue Shield is currently collecting information from our affiliated, quote, providers, unquote. The data is collected from randomly selected medical records. A list of needed medical records is attached. You must provide records free of charge. Your provider agreement, and by the way, Tahoma Clinic physicians are not providers. They are physicians. With Regents Blue Shield requires your participation. Fortunately, for those who visit Tahoma Clinic physicians, Tahoma has no agreements, provider or otherwise, with Regents Blue Shield or any other third party. We work for you. And notice, this information is not being collected to help evaluate payment for your personal health care. To repeat, this information is being collected from randomly selected medical records. Well, back to the message from Regents Blue Shield. According to the HIPAA privacy rule, watch out. When Los Federales use the word privacy, you know what's coming. Healthcare so-called providers may disclose protected health information. Oh, goody. According to the government rules, they can disclose your protected health information. Now, here's the really good part. So-called providers are permitted to disclose personal health plans without an authorization from the patient. When both the provider, so-called, and health plan have had a relationship with a patient. And further on, your so-called provider agreement with Regents Blue Shield requires your participation. I'll repeat that one. Your private health care information must be disclosed to your insurance company even when selected at random. They didn't even ask for it by name and may have nothing to do with your own health care. Now, Tahoma Clinic, we work for you, not for any insurance company. Your medical records can only be accessed with your permission if we're presented by a warrant based on probable cause and signed by a judge. And that's the only way your access records can be accessed without your permission at Tahoma Clinic. And that's what's specified in the Fourth Amendment to the Constitution of these United States. Imagine that. At Tahoma Clinic, we respect the original guarantee of privacy in your medical records. But I'm sorry, folks, it gets even worse. The so-called Obamacare law wants to get into your bedroom whether you want it to or not. This law has provisions making it mandatory. Did I say mandatory? Yes, I did. I read it right off this page here. For doctors to ask and for you to answer mandatory questions about your sex life. Then the questions and answers are to go into your no longer private medical record. Again, I'm not kidding. What follows is a direct but partial quote concerning the situation. The rest of this outrageous information can be found at the URL with which I'll follow. Quote, if you think the Obama health care law is only for the uninsured and you won't be affected, you're in for a surprise next time you go to the doctor. Be prepared for questions unrelated to why you are seeking medical help, such as, are you sexually active? If so, do you have one partner, multiple partners, or same-sex partners? None of their blinking business. But it's legal to ask you, and in fact, you're supposed to ask. If you're the physician, doctors are being turned into government agents where they're pressured financially to ask questions they consider inappropriate and unnecessary and violate their Hippocratic Oath to keep patients' records confidential. Going to the doctor can be embarrassing, but for your own good, you confide in your doctor as you would anybody else. What's happening here is different. This is nasty business, says Dr. Adam Budzowski, a New York cardiologist who called the sex question insensitive, stupid, and very intrusive. He could not think of an occasion when a cardiologist would need such information. However, doctors and hospitals who don't comply with the federal government's electronic records requirements forego incentive payments and face financial penalties from Medicare and Medicaid. And that started in 2015. The Department of Health and Inhuman Services has already paid out over $12.7 billion in this kind of incentive to doctors and hospitals. Dr. Richard Amerling, a nephrologist, that's a kidney specialist, and associate professor of medicine at Albert Einstein Medical College, explains that your medical records should be a story created by you and your doctor solely for your treatment and benefit. But the Obama administration, which is very fortunately well over, electronic record requirements are turning it into an interrogation. And the data will not be confidential, according to Dr. Amerling. No kidding. Wonder why President Obama wanted questions and answers about everybody's sex life and their medical records. We'll likely never know. Okay, well, I cannot believe that the United States Congress actually passed those provisions of the Abomination Care Law, allowing them to not only get into your records whenever they want to, but obligating doctors to ask you questions about your sex life, putting in the records where they can get at it. Wow. Okay, after the rest of these announcements, we'll take your calls. Phone numbers are 206-421-5757, 888-312-5757. Don't forget all those W's in greenmedicineonline.com. Click here for archive shows, then click any year displayed, and you can scroll through to listen to any program or segment of any program you want. You can also click there, and you can scroll through to listen to any program or any segment you Whoa, I already said that, didn't I? You can also click there for other radio broadcasts. Yes, if you go to all those W's in greenmedicineonline.com. There are tabs for topics, hosts, and the Toma Clinic YouTube channel and the Toma Clinic itself. Consider visiting Green Medicine, all those W's in greenmedicineonline.com, and why not recommend it to friends with health problems? Okay, yeah. Now, a little bit of time before our next break. So I am going to mention something, yes I am, that applies to roughly one in three folks out there listening, which is part of the topic of something called insulin resistance. Now, you probably know that I do a heck of a lot of reading in medical research papers. Yeah, I actually like it. No kidding. Helps me do my job better. And here's a publication right here on this computer screen that says cognitive decline is correlated directly with the degree of insulin resistance. I'm not kidding, folks. That's why there's a much higher risk of cognitive decline in people with a family history of type 2 diabetes than people without that family history. Because if you're in a family that has type 2 diabetes, you're much more likely to be on the road to that and have at least some degree of cognitive decline. And what this research paper from 2017 tells us, that the higher the degree of insulin resistance, the higher the cognitive decline. No kidding, folks. It's another reason, if we happen to be from a family that has type 2 diabetes, and that's one in three of the whole population, according to at least the Centers for Disease Control, if that's what they do, disease control, which I doubt, but that's another story. One in three in these United States has a family history of type 2 diabetes, and that means if you don't catch it when you're younger, and that is catch the progression towards type 2 diabetes, why, guess what? You can expect cognitive decline when you're older. I'm not kidding, folks. So please, 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 for the one in three out there, please be aware that cognitive decline and degree of insulin resistance are directly correlated, and you don't want that to happen to you. So work with your doctor, skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine, and find out how far down the track you are to type 2 diabetes, if you're from a family with type 2 diabetes, that is. And even if you aren't, if you suspect you are, find out how far down the track you are, because none of us need an extra risk of cognitive decline that this 2017 article tells us all about. Okay, well, enough of that little warning. Time for me to shut up. We'll probably hear the music fairly shortly, and then we'll get on to your calls.
Do you want to rid yourself of chronic conditions and feel vibrantly alive and optimistic about life? When your hormones are out of balance or you have food allergies, you just don't feel right, even when you're eating well, exercising, and getting adequate sleep. Meridian Valley Lab offers state-of-the-art diagnostic testing that can help you and your doctor balance your hormones and uncover underlying food allergies for optimal health. Together with medical director Dr. Jonathan Wright, MD, ND, Meridian Valley Lab has been taking laboratory testing to the next level since 1976. Call 855-405-TEST. If you've tried treating your symptoms but still don't feel well, it might be time to get tested. Take charge of your health by calling Meridian Valley Lab to schedule your hormone or food allergy test today. Call 855-405-TEST or visit MeridianValleyLab.com. That's 855-405-TEST or online at MeridianValleyLab.com.
Did you know that vinegar can promote a leaner, longer, and healthier life? Research studies show that vinegar lowers blood pressure, cholesterol, and blood sugar while promoting longevity and weight loss. Yes, that's vinegar. In double-blind tests, 175 research volunteers were divided into three groups of similar weight, body mass index, and weight circumference. Each group was given a 17-ounce beverage containing no vinegar, half ounce of vinegar, or 1 ounce over a 12-week period. The researchers reported body weight, BMI, visceral fat, weight circumference, and serum triglyceride levels were significantly lower in both vinegar intake groups than in the placebo group. Talk to your doctor about supplementing with vinegar or schedule an appointment at the Tahoma Clinic to discuss this and other ways to become your healthiest. To subscribe to the Green Medicine Newsletter for other interesting health tips, visit greenmedicinenewsletter.com. That's greenmedicinenewsletter.com or call 602-252-4477.
Do you have questions about dietary supplements? Tawny at Tahoma Dispensary has more than 20 years of experience studying scientific literature that supports the many uses for dietary supplements. Tawny has a master's degree in nutrition, and she's definitely an expert in dietary supplements and the science behind them. If you have any general questions about supplements mentioned on today's show or any other supplement questions, call Tahoma Dispensary at 888-893-6878 and ask for Tawny. That's 888-893-6878. Supplements can be used to add nutrients to your diet to potentially lower your risk of health problems like osteoporosis or arthritis. If you have specific questions regarding nutrition and supplements for your particular situation, call Tawny at Tahoma Dispensary, 888-893-6878. That's 888-893-6878.
Sharing the secrets to anti-aging, disease prevention, and holistic well-being. You're listening to Green Medicine. Here's Dr. Jonathan Wright.
Yep, I guess they're correct about that. This is me, for what that's worth. Okay, time for me to shut up and listen to Elsa, who's calling us all the way from Illinois. Hi, Elsa, what's on your mind?
Hi, Dr. Wright. Nice to speak with you. I just have two quick questions. My first one is, I heard you mention an essential amino acid powder. I have trouble finding it. I've been to several health food stores, and they just carry amino acid powder, but not essential amino acid. Is there one that you would recommend?
You betcha. You go online, and you put in all those little W's, and bulksupplements.com, and by the way, I do not work for them. They don't pay me anything, but they're an excellent source of supplements in bulk, which keeps them less costly. And they have, for example, a kilogram bag of essential amino acids, and they'll certainly, you can read on there which amino acids it is, and it matches right up with the essentials. And that lasts quite a little while, ma'am. So, in my opinion, and remember they don't pay me nothing and I don't work for them, it's a good price. It's a good amino acid supplement. It happens to be the one I use. It seems to work for me to help me keep my blood levels where they belong.
Okay. Well, the bag say essential amino acids on it?
Yes, it says essential amino acids at the at that website. You just, you know, the search engine on the website, you put in essential amino acids and click, there you go.
Oh, okay. Bulksupplement.com. Okay. Thank you. My next question is there a way to slow the growth of gray hairs, or is that just genetic?
Nope. There is a way to slow it down, ma'am. In fact, I had a person travel clear the heck up to Seattle from South America. He was just starting to go gray in the hair, and that was not the main reason for him coming in. But toward the end of his appointment, he says, you know, by the way, I'm starting to go gray here, and is there anything I can do about it? So I referred him, once again, online. Online does have some advantages, to the work of Dr. Walter, W-A-L-T-E-R. And then I'll spell the next one slowly. P-I-E-R. P-A-O-R. Paoli. Now, that's Italian for Peter Paul, but in Italian, it's pronounced Pier Paoli. So you put in Walter, P-I-E-R-P-A-O-L-I, and then you put in three capital letters, TRH, thyroid-releasing hormone, TRH. Now, Dr. Pier Paoli is the world's expert on TRH. Professors get to be that way, the world expert on something. And what he told us all was that TRH will help you to reverse the graying of your hair, or at very least slow it down. And this gentleman who came up here from South America, he didn't come back for 2 or 3 years, came back a bit about something else and said, by the way, Doc, look at that. I haven't got those little gray patches in my hair anymore. Now, there's one thing I've got to warn you about, though, ma'am. TRH is thyroid-releasing hormone. It stimulates TSH and it stimulates T3 and T4. Just all in order, TRH to TSH to T3 and T4. I've seen the very occasional person, when they take TRH, have their thyroid overstimulated, and that's not good for anybody. So I always recommend that folks work with a doctor skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine with this, so that they can go after perhaps 1 week of using the TRH. Doesn't take long if it's going to overstimulate. Go get a thyroid test and make sure they're not overstimulated. A week or two later, and if they're not by then, they're not going to be. But it can be quite a mess if we are overstimulated, don't know about it for a little while, and let it go. So don't just take the stuff blind. Okay. Make sure you're working with a doc who can help to make sure that it's safe for you. Now, how many people is it safe for? Oh, about 90%. But I've seen in that other 10%, there's people's thyroid glands went woohoo and got overactive. So be careful if you decide to use this, ma'am.
Oh, okay. Okay, that's good to know. So there's not like a certain supplement that could help?
Well, that is a supplement.
You can buy over the counter.
That is a supplement. It's sold online by International Anti-Aging Systems. That's internationalantiagingsystems.com. Uh-huh. And they put this really weird name on it. A-B-A-R-I-S. A-B-A-R-I-S. I have no idea where that got that weird name, but all it is TRH. And it does do the job for many people, but you got to work with a doctor with it.
Work with a doctor. Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I really enjoy your program. Thank you.
Well, thank you, and thank you for helping me get the word out about these things. I have mentioned one of them before, but even so, I should shut up now and listen to Holly, who's calling us from Seattle. Is Holly there?
Hello. Hello.
Hello, ma'am.
I am here.
Hi.
Hi. I have questions about my son, who is 22, and he has had kidney failure. He's been diagnosed with microscopic polyanginitis, and they've just recently placed him on the list for kidney transplant.
Oh, my goodness. Is it that bad yet?
Yes. He had full kidney failure.
Wow.
He's dialysis 3 times a week currently, and they have said, you know, he has scar tissue in his kidneys, and there is a chance that they could heal and start functioning again. He has a tiny bit of kidney function, not a lot. So he's, like I said, he's been put on a list for a transplant, and he's going to dialysis 3 times a week.
And nothing else was recommended?
He is taking vitamin B3, and, I mean, do you need to hear his other medications?
Only if they're supplements, never mind the patent medicines.
I'm sorry, what?
I say only if they're supplement natural and if they're not patent medicines.
Okay, yeah, the only supplement they were recommending for him is D3.
Okay, ma'am. Well, here's something that, once again, so-called modern mainstream medicine is ignoring simply because you can't put a patent on it. Now, there's a research paper out there showing that a molecule which is natural from plants called icarin, I-C-A-R-I-I-N, that's I-C-A-R-I-I-N, helps to stimulate kidney cell stem cell function. And if we can stimulate stem cells in any organ, we can rebuild that organ, possibly. I'm not saying for sure.
Sure.
But it has been found to stimulate renal cell stem cells even if you got kidney failure. So why not give it a try? It can't hurt anything. You can read about ICARIIN online. It's a very safe botanical, ma'am. Okay, that's one thing. Now, that's only one thing. Next thing. I'm going to kind of go fast here because there's other people waiting. But if you're familiar with the National Library of Medicine, all you got to do is put all the W's and P-U-B-M-E-D into your search engine. PubMed, it's called. You can find research articles. Now, the research articles you want to look for, just one, has two authors. Dr. Davis Lamson, so it would be Lamson, D, L-A-M-S-O-N, who's my colleague at Tahoma Clinic. And guess who else? Me, W-R-I-G-H-T, and then the first initial J, and you put in Lamson, D, W-R-I-G-H-T-J, and go click. And up comes an article we published back in the early 2000s about three natural supplements, which you can get at Tahoma Dispensary. You can get them online. You can get them anywhere. They're all named in the article. That help to reverse early kidney failure. Okay. Now, I understand that this is not early, ma'am, but if you put these three things, which are quite safe, read all about them online, if you put them together with the Icarin, at least you got a chance, and these things have been researched and research published, and yet, since they're not patented, you just won't hear a word about them from modern medicine. They just ignore anything that doesn't get pushed by a drug company pusher, and drug company pushers only push patent medicines.
Right. Well, I'm just praying, since he's only 22, you know, he's so young that he can, you know, with some natural help, maybe overcome it.
That is correct, ma'am. So I hope you're working with a doctor skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine, and if you feel like it, you can check in with Dr. Lamson right at Tahoma Clinic. He is the author, along with me, of one of those two papers, and I'm sure he is aware of the other one about the Icarin stuff.
Okay. Okay, that sounds wonderful. Thank you.
You're welcome, ma'am, and I'm sorry this is going on, but hopefully you can at least get it slowed down and maybe even get it reversed. Can't say for sure, but I'd be working on it.
Sure. Always got to try.
Okay. Well, thanks for calling, ma'am.
Thank you so much. Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay. And let me see. Is it time for me to shut up? Almost. So at least we can get a question in here, and then possibly I can get the answer before we have to go to the break. Hi, Jim. What's on your mind, sir?
Hey, doctor. I called in a couple months back and talked to you. I'm 66. I do a lot of running about 35 miles a week and weightlifting, and I've been, you know, getting tireder, and so I was starting to get, you know, my thoughts about my testosterone levels. So I called you and, you know, told you that my initial blood test came in kind of low, and you had recommended that I take boron, 10
yes,
milligrams
sir.
Of boron a day, and for my free testosterone, because that's where it needed to go up. Well, anyway, about 50 days later, I've gotten another blood test. I wanted to tell you that my free testosterone level increased 30%.
Yay!
And now my question is, my total testosterone went down. So is what's happening there a draw off the boron? The boron's causing it to draw more down into the free, or am I misinterpreting of that?
No, that's a fairly good hypothesis, sir. It is making more going to the free. So the other thing you might need to consider is to work on getting the total to go up too. Now, there is a commercial that goes on this program from time to time, but I'm not going to complain because it's true, and that is that at the Tahoma Dispensary, they have a multiple, now it's not a multiple vitamin A, B, C, D, E. It has multiple factors that help men's bodies to make more testosterone, some botanical, some vitamin. It's called T-Builder. And so
T-Builder.
If you feel like it, you might want to put that together with the boron. It wouldn't stop the boron.
Now, the longer I take the boron, does that increase the levels, or does it just where I'm at now is where it's going to be, or...
Okay, my experience is that after the length of time you told me, it has gone up as far as it's going to, as far as the free fraction. But that doesn't prove that that's always going to be the case, sir. And one of the good things about the boron is if you stay at that level or less, it's not going to hurt anything, and it's going to do the rest of your body some good, too.
Well, so I'm taking 9 milligrams. You said 10. Can I take another pill to 12, or is that too much?
The research was on 9. I would stay with the 9, sir. And besides, you'll find that there's a little bit of boron in that T-builder, so you might get to 10 or 11.
I see. Okay, that makes a lot of sense. So that's what I need to do. I really appreciate, though, but I immediately felt better on my runs. Well, everything seemed lighter. I got to tell you, it worked fantastic.
Yay, and it most frequently does. I won't tell you every time it does, sir, but most frequently does. And it does so many other good things in the body. Among other things, it helps keep that gland called the pineal gland more clean as we get older. And as we get older, the pineal gland usually gets more clogged up. So there you go, sir.
Well, I think I've also lost about 10 pounds.
There you go.
Thanks very much.
Okay. Thank you for calling, and now it is indeed time for me to shut up, and then we'll get back to Don and Lynn.
Have you heard about Tea Builder? Tea Builder contains 10 ingredients, each chosen because research studies reported that 9 of Tea Builder's 10 ingredients stimulates men's own bodies to produce more testosterone and or free testosterone. What does the 10th ingredient do? That 10th ingredient is nature's original molecular version of Viagra. Of course, Viagra is not only more potent, but also patentable, more expensive, and has potential adverse effects. Tea Builder, which helps men's bodies make more testosterone, is a safe, effective alternative, and it's not pricey. A 30-day supply, one bottle of 150 capsules, is $29.95. If your entire order is over $35, your shipping is free. Go to TahomaDispensary.com. That's TahomaDispensary.com. Or call 1-888-893-6878 for T-Builder, the formulation that helps men's bodies make more testosterone. Call 1-888-893-6878.
Dr. Jonathan Wright's Sun Pal is a multivitamin, antioxidant, mineral, and amino acid formulation comprised of nutrients that exert a positive effect on the structure and function of skin. It significantly reduces the risk of skin cancer. This all-natural, research-based supplement was created based on the work of Neva Shapira, Ph.D. Dr. Shapira pointed out in her brilliant article in Nutrition Reviews that the melanoma skin cancer rate in Greece was less than the melanoma skin cancer rate in Australia. Both countries provide plenty of sunshine, so why the difference? Many of the nutrients in the Greek diet, which aren't present in the Australian diet, significantly reduce the risk of melanoma and other skin cancers. SunPal contains the majority of these missing ingredients. Dr. Wright supports this belief. So go ahead and enjoy the outdoors again this summer and every time you're outside. Go to TahomaDispensary.com. That's TahomaDispensary.com. Or call 1-888-893-6878 to order now. 1-888-893-6878.
If you want a better tan this summer, you need to check out Dr. Jonathan Wright's natural supplement, Tan Pal. It's loaded with amino acids, vitamins, and copper that increases the body's ability for melanin production. Even the fairest skin people will be able to tan to a noticeable degree. Take advantage of your body's own natural tanning chemistry to prolong the length of time you spend in the sun before you start to turn pink. The latest science-determined nutrients will offer skin support and allow you to develop a healthy, natural glow. Go to TahomaDispensary.com. TahomaDispensary.com or call 1-888-893-6878 to order now. That's 1-888-893-6878. Dr. Wright's natural supplement, Tan Pal. Order now by calling 1-888-893-6878. That's 1-888-893-6878. Fair skin folks, this is your ray of sunshine. Tan Pal. Call 1-888-893-6878.
And now, back to Green Medicine, here's Dr. Jonathan Wright.
Yep, I guess I'm still here. Now, before to Don and Lynn, I'm going to give out the phone numbers once more, because we do have close to half an hour left. And yeah, I've been known to carry on sometimes in answering things. But there may be space for one or two more folks after Don and Lynn. And if nobody else comes in, hey, I'm sorry, everybody gets to listen to me carry on, and who needs that? So anyway, here's those phone numbers, 206-421-0770, 206-421-0770, And 888, which does not mean you just finished lunch, 888-465-8770, 888-465-8770. So anyway, if you want to rescue everybody from needing to listen to me after Don and Lynn and I are done talking, please call one of those numbers, and hopefully I'll be able to get to you. I think I probably will, at least one person, maybe two. Anyway, I should shut up and listen. Hi, Don. What's on your mind, sir?
Yeah, I'm trying to get my wife on the niacinamide for arthritis, for the Dr. Kaufman stuff that you've been talking to us about.
Sure.
And you've mentioned that it causes nausea, but what about loose stools? She's having a lot of trouble with loose stools since she started taking it. And she needs help with the arthritis really bad.
It sounds possible, sir. It is quite possible to be hypersensitive to any one thing, even if we're not a really allergic, hypersensitive person in general. I've run into that with foods, with supplements, and even patent medicines. And just in the case of the patent medicine, I usually can find something else that does the job. But even if that patent medicine happens to be important, which it rarely is, but getting back to that, we just simply desensitize a person. Now, desensitization is a simple process. One of my coworkers at the clinic does it, and it takes us all of, guess what, sometimes 3 minutes, sometimes 6 minutes, and a maximum of 9 minutes, and the person's desensitized. And that desensitization usually lasts for a good long time, and if it only lasts a short time for that person, like occasionally does for me because I'm an allergic person, then I got to get it desensitized a couple, three times, and now I can finally handle it. This is niacinamide, though, now, not niacin, right?
Right, niacinamide, right.
Okay, well, that's the one that Dr. Kaufman found works, and it sounds as if your wife is hypersensitive and needs desensitization, sir. It does happen. We occasionally run into people who are allergic to, for example, the estrogen or the testosterone and the bioidentical hormones, and those are molecules that belong in the body, and yet we got to desensitize them to it because either they get headaches or you get something weird that other people don't get from the same treatment.
I see. All right, well, then I'll get with one of your people and see if we can get desensitized.
Sounds like it needs it, sir, because we sure don't want her to have osteoarthritis. I assume that's in her family?
I don't know. I don't know that.
Okay,
but she's got arthritis in the back. Boy, in the back and the neck and the arm, she's going into level 10 pain from time to time. It's really bothering her a bit.
Well, most of us who have osteoarthritis, and usually that can be confirmed by an x-ray of the spine or the knee or the hip or whatever it is. Oh, yeah, look at that. It's osteoarthritis, the doc will say.
Yeah, she had a CT scan and definitely showed gobs of it.
Okay. Well, most of us respond to that. Dr. Kaufman, as you've heard already, found that only a few out of 300 did not respond. But here's the big deal that would probably give your wife some more motivation, sir. And that is, if people's bodies don't make enough niacinamide to prevent osteoarthritis, and by the way, two-thirds of the population, the body makes enough niacinamide to prevent osteoarthritis. We don't need to take it. But in people whose bodies who don't do that, they also have a big extra risk of cognitive decline, because in people whose bodies don't make enough niacinamide, they don't have the protection against the accumulation of some of the stuff that causes Alzheimer's, sir.
Uh-huh.
So we can stay away from Alzheimer's, too, or at least we can reduce our risk dramatically. So just in case motivation is needed to get her desensitized, pass that along, please.
Okay, that's good advice.
All right, sir, and thank you for calling, and I hope she gets desensitized and can get to it. Usually works.
Okay, thank you very much for your help.
You're welcome, sir, and thanks for calling. And let me shut up here and listen to Lynn. Hi, Lynn, what's on your mind?
Hi, Dr. Wright. I'm calling about my low stomach acid that I've been trying to treat with hydrochloric acid. I had the Heidelberg test done, and it showed mild low stomach acid, and my hair analysis showed low minerals. Many of the minerals were low. I've been checked with no candida,
And I had an endoscopy about 5 years ago. So I've had this thing for probably 6 or more years with, pain in my, the epigastric region, pain and throbbing, which is kind of odd, but I get this throbbing that just goes on and on and on. And so I've done the gastric protocol because when I tried to take the hydrochloric acid, and only a small amount, about 230 milligrams, my symptoms increase. And usually it doesn't increase right away. It increases later, like at bedtime or in the middle of the night, this throbbing. So okay. I was on the gastric protocol for about 4 months now, and it hasn't helped. And I keep trying to take hydrochloric acid, and it seems to make my symptoms a little worse, but I don't get any burning when I take it. So a doctor recommended that I try it in the middle of the night when my symptoms seem to increase right then. You know, maybe it's because I'm laying down. I don't know. And I wonder if there's any harm in trying that.
A permanent harm, probably not, but there could be temporary and owie because, as you probably know, the researcher over in the UK who, back in 1980, did work on the valve that shuts the opening between the esophagus and the stomach, he found that what closed that valve happens to be acid. And so if we put in the acid and it gets into our stomachs and it's enough acid, it's likely to close the valve and we're not likely to have any feedback. But unfortunately, if we don't put in enough acid for us, then the valve will stay open and we will get some feedback insofar as acid leaking back out of the stomach. So do continue working with your doctor about this, but that was a good thought. And of course, just to be on the safe side, because who wants to get up in the middle of the night, take some hydrochloric acid and get into an alley, just to be on the safe side, I'd keep some bicarb handy so you can put out the fire if you need to put out the fire. And then ask the doctor, what else can I do?
And is it possible that I'm not taking enough, that it's still opening up that the esophagus is opening up because maybe I need more than 230 milligrams? I mean, I started small just to be on the safe side, but maybe it's not enough?
You're absolutely correct, ma'am. You're absolutely correct. One of the professors who is no longer with us, but who did this big old study in Southern California at the university there on how much acid do we need, came up with what he called a typical meal. And the typical meal, ma'am, the typical meal was nothing more than 6 ounces of beefsteak, a baked potato, which he insisted on putting butter in, green beans on the same plate. That's one plate. Over here, we have a glass of milk, 6 ounces of milk or 8 ounces, I forget which. And for dessert, we have 2 half peaches. Oh, and I forgot the green beans, did I? Now, that doesn't sound like a large dinner, does it? Well, he put it all in a blender bowl, ma'am, and liquefied the whole blinking thing. And then he found that it took, I am not kidding you at all, 32 capsules of betaine hydrochloride of the 650 milligram size, ma'am, to fully digest that meal.
I'm not kidding. Wait, did you say 32?
I'm not kidding, ma'am, and I never, ever suggest anybody would start with 32. I just quote that professor to tell you that you're not going too much with 250. You always start with lower amounts and build up slowly. But yes, now, I did not believe that myself. Oh, my goodness, 32 capsules. So I called up a former colleague who had decided to quit medical school and become a research biochemist and asked him to verify that experiment. It took him a while because he had to wait till summertime when there weren't as many students at the college and he'd had the time. When he called me back, he said, you know what that big culprit was in that meal? I said, no, tell me. He said it was that glass of milk. He said that alone took 16 capsules. Boy, they. And the rest of it took the other 16 capsules. So anyway, ma'am, milk and dairy are not things that people with low stomach acid should be putting down there because they require a lot more hydrochloric acid.
So maybe I could try a little bit more and just see what happens.
Yes, ma'am, and keep the bicarb handy just so you can rescue yourself if you need to be rescued.
And that works pretty good, huh?
Oh, sure it does, because it just gets down. If you use bicarb a couple of tablespoons, it usually overwhelms a smaller amount of hydrochloric acid.
You said a tablespoon of the
in water, soda? Yes, a tablespoon in water, yes, ma'am.
Like a half a cup of water or something?
Yeah, something like that.
Okay. But if I want to take it in the middle of the night, that's not, besides, you know, making me feel bad, it shouldn't be that big of a deal.
No, not other than making you feel bad and putting out the fire quick.
But the problem that I have is, like, if I ate 8 hours previously, would the food still be in my stomach?
No, you would not, ma'am. So I'm not sure why that was suggested, other than to see if you can tolerate it. But the food should have left your stomach by then. You're totally correct.
Yeah, that's a long time for food to be. It should be like 3 hours or something like that.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Ma'am, more or less than that, ma'am. A lot of people find their stomachs are emptied out within half an hour to an hour and a half.
Oh, okay. Well, something else is probably going on then. The food's already passed through, so.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, I'll give those things a try. Thank you so much.
You're
for
welcome.
Your advice.
And thanks for calling in, ma'am.
Bye-bye.
Okay, let's see. It looks like it's time for a break, and then we got Fred, Bernadette, and Jane, and we'll try to get to everybody.
In the February issue of the Green Medicine Newsletter, the supplement strontium is explained in great detail. Studies show that strontium helps to improve bone density, decrease tooth sensitivity, and can help treat osteoporosis in a natural, healthy way. You may be wondering what to look for in a strontium supplement. Based on research, it appears that between 340 and 680 milligrams of elemental strontium works best. The smaller quantities will help prevent bone loss from occurring, while the larger doses can help treat osteoporosis. Talk to your doctor or schedule an appointment at the Tahoma Clinic to discuss what is right for you. To read the full article and find out the ins and outs of strontium, subscribe to the Green Medicine Newsletter by visiting greenmedicinenewsletter.com. That's greenmedicinenewsletter.com or call 602-252-4477. Schedule an appointment at the Tahoma Clinic to discuss what is right for you. Call 602-252-4477. Do you want to rid yourself of chronic conditions and feel vibrantly alive and optimistic about life? When your hormones are out of balance or you have food allergies, you just don't feel right, even when you're eating well, exercising, and getting adequate sleep. Meridian Valley Lab offers state-of-the-art diagnostic testing that can help you and your doctor balance your hormones and uncover underlying food allergies for optimal health. Together with Medical Director Dr. Jonathan Wright, MD, ND, Meridian Valley Lab has been taking laboratory testing to the next level since 1976. Call 855-405-TEST. If you've tried treating your symptoms but still don't feel well, it might be time to get tested. Take charge of your health by calling Meridian Valley Lab to schedule your hormone or food allergy test today. Call 855-405-TEST or visit MeridianValleyLab.com. That's 855-405-TEST or online at MeridianValleyLab.com.
The Tahoma Clinic is a premier holistic medical clinic established in 1973 by Dr. Jonathan V. Wright. Dr. Wright is a well-known pioneer in natural medicine, researcher, author, and speaker. The Tahoma Clinic has provided evidence-based natural treatments for thousands of patients. Located between Seattle and Tacoma, just 15 minutes from SeaTac Airport, the Tahoma Clinic provides a multifaceted approach to healthcare. Recommended therapies include bioidentical hormone replacement therapy, customized vitamin, mineral, amino acid, essential fatty acid, and botanical therapies. They offer non-invasive thermography screening for breast health, treatment for dry macular degeneration, therapies to support brain health, the Heidelberg Digestive Analysis to determine levels of stomach acid, plus advanced naturopathic care. They invite you to call 206-812-9988 to schedule an appointment or ask your specific questions. The Tahoma Clinic is looking forward to assisting you on your path to wellness.
You're listening to Green Medicine. Here's your host of Green Medicine, Dr. Jonathan Wright.
Yep, still here, and over in Mount Lake Terrace is Fred. What's on your mind, Fred?
I just finished reading a book called Lifespan by a researcher, David Sinclair. And he talks about using a molecule called NMN, or nicotinamide riboside, and resveratrol, so that you keep the epigenome in good shape, not expressing things which it should not be doing.
Okay.
So my question is, can you just talk a little bit about that? And do you know of a good source for MMN?
Yes, it's called our bodies. Now, how do you think our bodies make NMN, or niacinamide riboside? Niacinamide, that's how.
Okay.
So me, for to get my niacinamide riboside, I just take niacinamide. And what do you know, it does do the job. Now, if we put that together with resveratrol, yes, it is going to do quite a bit of good. Niacinamide has multiple good effects in the body, and so does resveratrol. I like that combination. And yes, there's other things too, but it's a good combination to be thinking about, sir. Now, why did anybody put niacinamide riboside on the market? We can't. It's not patented, but it is more expensive, as you've noticed. And so if you go to the trouble of making the niacinamide riboside in a factory or something, and not, instead of letting the person make it in their own body, you can charge them more for it. So I'm afraid it gets down to price again, sir.
Interesting.
But check it out. Niacinamide riboside starts with niacinamide.
Got it. And thank you very much.
You're welcome, sir. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's move on to Bernadette, who's calling from Monroe. What's on your mind, ma'am?
Yeah, hi, Dr. Wright. Long-time fan of yours. I'm actually a public policy director for an organization called Informed Choice Washington. We're a nonprofit.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah, and, you know, one of our main messages is for informed consent. And I know that you are with a fantastic organization, the Physicians for Informed Consent. It's a great organization I really admire. But with the COVID-19 vaccines just being given emergency use authorization, we have some really grave concerns that people are not being given informed consent. They're not being given enough information in order to make an informed decision. And, you know, Monday they're going to start injecting people. And I'm just wondering how much you've read into the science of what we know or don't know about these vaccines that maybe you could tell listeners, because it's very concerning. And most people don't even know that it was, they're liability-free under the Emergency Preparedness Act.
The companies that make the vaccines are liability-free. You're quite correct. And they've been liability-free forever. And if somebody is injured by a vaccine, guess who gets to pay for the injury? The taxpayers. And that is federal law. And you know that. Now, here's the thing, ma'am. I personally would not take an adjuvant unless I could convince whoever wants to, would not take a vaccine unless I could convince whoever it is that wants to give it to me to show me the list of what are called adjuvants, A-D-J-U-V-A-N-T-S, because unless they did some miracle with this most recent vaccine, over 90% of all the other vaccines out there have adjuvants in them, ma'am. And these adjuvants are not things that help our bodies not to get sick. They're things such as mercury and aluminum, and you probably know this given the position you're in.
Yeah.
Ma'am. So my advice has got to be
asked. Some of the ingredients, but it's the Pfizer and the Moderna are these mRNA vaccines that they're like little messenger in a lipid nanoparticle, and it sets up a little spike protein factory in your own cells. This has never been used in human vaccines ever before. It's brand new. There's no long-term safety. And there's a lot of scientists very concerned that those lipid nanoparticles are going to travel from the injection site to the brain and the heart and other organs. And you know, and what happens when they set up little spike protein factories somewhere in one of your major organs? This does not sound good to me.
Well, it doesn't sound good to me either.
The science has not been done. They skipped a lot of the parts of the animal model studies that are normally done. It's very alarming.
Well, I have to agree with you, ma'am. That vaccine was rushed through there, and when we rush things through, we usually don't do as comprehensive a job as when we're not rushing them through. So I'm with you. I need to be dubious until somebody can prove that there's nothing harmful about whatever the vaccine may be.
Yeah, and, you know, it seems to me informed consent that individuals would have to be told, based on their age and their health status, that, like, you've got a 99.9% chance of surviving COVID just fine and developing natural immunity, which makes your own immune system already safer and more effective than the vaccine. So fully informed consent, they would tell you this.
You're quite correct that the death rate is less than 1%. That's
yeah.
in the entire population, not just the over 70 population. So
yeah.
I came across a quote some time ago from Lao Tzu. Are you familiar with Lao Tzu?
Could you repeat that? I'm having trouble hearing you.
Are you familiar with Lao Tzu from China, L-A-O-T-Z-U?
Oh, a little bit, yes, but not too much.
Well, here's what the man said in his book. There is no illusion greater than fear. I'm afraid that a lot of this has been built on suffering, man, because if we have a death rate of less than 1%, and that's, again, the entire population, why are we trying to scare everybody to death about how terrible this thing is? Why are we shutting down restaurants and ruining people's businesses?
The collateral damage from the response to COVID has been far more harmful. And in some countries, like the third world countries, people are starving to death because they live day to day. You know, they don't have the resources to be out of work for so long. The whole response has been crazy. And treatments exist. There's a great website called healthyimmunitynow.org. And all the existing treatment protocols, from the nutrients to the nutrient drugs, from top doctors in the nation and around the world, all hyperlinked to science, nobody should be dying of this. In fact, there was a doctor testified a couple of times now. The last was just December 8th before the Senate Homeland Security Committee, pleading with them to get the word out that we have treatments. If you start these treatments early, keep people ambulatory, keep them out of the hospital, nobody should be dying in this country of COVID, you know, unless you're already like on hospice and you're already, you know, severely ill.
Yes,
but,
ma'am. Well, thank you so much.
We're
ma'am.
Not,
you're,
nobody's
you're
talking
a lot
about
of good
the
points.
Treatment.
Nope. In fact, they're sending doctors warning letters not to use some of the treatments that have been found effective by other doctors. Anyway, we've got Jane waiting here, ma'am.
Yeah.
So thank you so much for calling and getting this information out for folks. Thank you. Okay, Jane, we just got a couple minutes. What's on your mind, ma'am?
Yes, my son-in-law was having some issues and had a high PSA and had an infection and was on antibiotics and it was getting better, but he had the PSA tested again and it was high, and so they put him back on antibiotics, and my daughter's really worried about him. He has to go back in a couple of weeks to be tested again, and I just wondered if there's anything else you could recommend.
Sure, ma'am. I'd recommend he check in with a doctor who's skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine, because the worry that I imagine is that maybe it's not just an infection. Maybe we're starting into prostate cancer, and there are some things that natural medicine doctors can tell you about, such as boron, getting back to that, and selenium, which is another one. There are some things that help to at the very least, slow down progression into cancer, if there is any progression into cancer. And sometimes things can simply be normalized by natural means. So we want to consider something a little bit more than just, oh, gee, it must be an infection. We want to make sure we're also doing things that, just in case there's any cancer in there, we can slow down the blinking thing.
That's a concern, and that's why I wondered if there was anything else that could be done. So that
oh,
was,
yes, ma'am.
Boron, did you say?
Boron and selenium are two places to start.
Selenium, okay. All right.
But I'd make sure to check with the doctor who's skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine, ma'am.
Absolutely. Okay, thank you so much.
Okay, and thank you for calling.
Appreciate your program. Bye-bye.
Oh, well, thank you for listening and helping to get the word out. That's what we're doing every Saturday, folks, is getting the word out that there are well-researched alternatives to patent medicines and surgery. Just for example, nobody ever needs a joint replacement therapy. Stem cells will do the job, and most of us don't even need the cells because niacinamide works. So anyway, folks, thanks for listening, and we'll be back with you next Saturday. You can hear the old music there. So until then, bye now.